You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There is this storytelling unit at Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television that works to draw us closer to our state. Wisconsin Life celebrates the uniquenesses all around us. And over the last year, it has told stories looking at baseball history, looking at farming, food traditions, and a lot more. So we're going to look at the highlights, the stories that stuck with us. And Maureen McCollum is an executive producer of Wisconsin Life. Maureen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So tell us, what makes a Wisconsin Life story? What is Wisconsin Life?
So Wisconsin Life is a series of radio stories that explores the people, places, history, and culture of Wisconsin. As you can hear, that's a pretty broad range. So it's, in a way, it's like anything goes. But what we try to do is find really interesting people or take really unique looks at things that are just in our culture and try to understand why it's even a part of our culture.
Well, let's dig into some of your favorite pieces that aired this year. And it's so much fun that you curated this, because this is just going to be such a fun listen. So tell us about what we learned from some young farmers in the Milwaukee area.
So the young farmers were such a delight. I had first heard about them at a conference I attended, actually. And the young farmers, they're a group of students. They call them young farmers. And they work out of a Boys and Girls Club in Sherman Park in the Milwaukee area. And what they do is they have this little garden set up. And essentially, they're just learning how to garden, how to farm. The project itself is run through Groundwork Milwaukee. But what I really liked about this project, because, you know, there are community gardens across Wisconsin. But with this project, the young farmers themselves really take ownership of what they're growing, but they also sell the produce. So I really liked that aspect, and maybe we should hear from a couple of the young farmers.
This our sunflower seed. We built this so it can attract bees. I don't know if they win, but once they pollinate, it make our flowers better. So we try to put more flowers there instead of putting like more lettuce.
What I like most, I like watering the plants because I like seeing them grow more, and it helps me realize how much farmers do for us.
Yep.
Michaela Corman, 13 years old.
We did let folks know that the farm stand is open, so if folks come, we can open that up. In fact, you already see we got a chalkboard, so we're gonna put farm stand. I want us to go.
It says farm stand. We have basil, lettuce, radishes, collard greens, beets, chocolate mint, green tomatoes.
Plus,
low prices.
It should be like under $4. Keep it cheap.
Keep it cheap, under $4.
I love it. And there's this point in the montage where the young girl says it helps us realize how much farmers do for us.
It really does, because in talking with a lot of these young farmers, you know, they all had different experiences with gardens. Some of them grew up with their parents gardening, others didn't. And so that was really interesting to see. And what I loved about this story was that if you listen to the entire piece at wisconsinlife.org, I mean, it's really fast moving, and it almost sounds like there's just, it's slightly chaotic, but it was this controlled chaos, because once the young farmers got to that garden, their energy was so infectious. They were so happy to be there. You know, they headed to the strawberry plant and started looking to make sure there were strawberries ready. One person got to weed whacking immediately. The other went to start watering the plants immediately. So it was just capturing all of those sounds and really bringing their story forward. And that was another big thing that was important with that story, was letting the students, the young farmers themselves, tell the stories versus the adults. You'll hear the adults in the story, and the adults are great, but I really wanted to let the young farmers tell their own story.
This has also been a year of bringing in storytellers in lots of different ways. Can you tell us what this has looked like?
Yeah, so the storytellers and showcasing different writers on Wisconsin Life is a tradition that was started by my predecessor, Erica Janik, who is also a pretty acclaimed writer herself. Mm-hmm. But she had established a lot of connections and relationships with writers across Wisconsin, and I wanted to keep that going. One of my favorite stories this year was from an author named B.J. Hollers. He's a professor in the Eau Claire area. He has the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. He did this piece called The Resurrection of Lord God Bird, where he talks about finding these sketches of the ivory-billed woodpecker, which may or may not be extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so beautifully written, and we ended up finding archival audio of this bird. So just bringing together those sounds and his story was really fun. Another one of my favorite contributors, not to play favorites, but Dean Robbins here in Madison, he's been contributing to Wisconsin Life since basically the beginning, since 2011. And he likes to tie Wisconsin into these like interesting moments in pop culture history. This year he did a piece on ice cream sundaes and how they may have started in Two Rivers.
I remember that, yeah.
New York has its own opinion about that.
Yeah.
But right now, next month, we'll be airing a piece about Joni Mitchell that he did, where she did an album cover shot here in Madison. So that was a lot of fun.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And so you also have a little excerpt here. Let's see here. A bloody handprint?
Oh, yes. This is another partnership that Wisconsin Life has going with the organization Ex Fabula. They are a storytelling group out of Milwaukee. They're wonderful. They're pretty similar to The Moth, but they're not The Moth. Most of their storytellers have Wisconsin ties. But this piece, Bloody Handprint, it was told at a live Ex Fabula storytelling event. It's about this woman who, her name's Mia Noel. She talks about how she grew up in this city and she always had this fear of the woods. I can totally relate because I had that same fear growing up being a city girl. But then she talks about how her friends go and rent this cabin up when the Apostle Islands had the ice caves.
Mm.
And they rent a cabin. And let's hear what happens next.
And so we get there, and it's a really nice cabin. You know, it's got four bedrooms. It's really big. It's beautiful. We're drinking and getting to know each other. We're playing games and laughing. It turns into like a dance party that goes till 3 a.m. We're like rocking out in this cabin. Then we go to bed. And I think like the sun is kind of coming up. And it's really quiet in the cabin. And I wake up, and I have to pee. I get up and I go to pee and I'm a little bleary-eyed, you know, and I go to the bathroom and I come out of the bathroom and I'm like, you know, I think I maybe should get a drink of water. On the wall between the bathroom and the kitchen is a bloody handprint.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wow, you leave us hanging.
I know. So when that story originally aired, one of our producers and audio engineer extraordinaire, Steve Gotcher, he made that a two-part piece. If you listen online, it's one part, but that story was a lot of fun.
Maureen McCollum is here. She's executive producer of Wisconsin Life, and we're looking back at the year of Wisconsin Life. What is something in your community that celebrates life here in Wisconsin? Do you have an idea for a Wisconsin Life segment? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So let's turn to another one of your favorites, Maureen. What stuck out to you about a story featuring Appleton musician Adriel Dene?
Well, I love showcasing Wisconsin musicians through Wisconsin Life. And earlier this year, yeah, I interviewed Adriel Dene. She's involved with The Refuge up there and Mile of Music. She's played with Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. She released her debut album this year, and it was sort of a labor of love for her. And I really wanted to better understand her journey when it came to recording that album. So let's hear from her.
Music for me is really, it's always been my therapy. So I've always played and sang, but it's been a real private thing. I've been in bands and I've always loved the collaborative aspect to making music with other people and even helping to color in another person's vision. But when it came to the idea of sharing my music with other people, my personal songs, that was a real hurdle for me. This is my first swing at my own songs. I've been writing for a long time, and all of the material on the record is, you know, fairly old now, but I think I like the recordings now more than I did when we finished them. I made it in Brooklyn, actually recorded it in Nora's home studio. she created such a lovely environment. And I'd also never worked with a female producer. I'd never even worked with a female engineer. I was so used to being the only female in recording environments. Probably the most precious thing that I walked away with was an access to trusting myself in a deeper way. And that was watching her. And also, it felt like she trusted me, and that made it easier for me to trust myself.
Oh, wow. That was a sound from a Wisconsin Life story featuring Appleton musician Adriel Dene. And you can hear the full piece on the morning show on December 31st during the 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock hours. Maureen, that's just going to be so wonderful.
It's wonderful. And I apologize. I left out an important detail. Her producer was Nora Jones.
She can tell you about Nora.
She
might
have talked about Nora. I should have set that up better.
That Nora.
Yeah. No big deal.
Oh, and so how did you get in touch with her? How did that you make that connection?
I met Adriel in Appleton. I did a story on The Refuge, which is sort of this artist collective, a space for artists to create in that area. I did a story maybe 3 or 4 years ago just to talk about the work they were doing on that space itself. And, you know, I could only use about 45 seconds of Adriel in that story. And I was like, man, you have so much to say. And she was so thoughtful and very interesting. And so I figured once she released that album, that I'd go back and dive into her creation process a little more, and that's what we did.
Mm. How is she doing today?
She's doing great. I know she is, I think she has a couple shows planned in the new year. She'll be playing around the Appleton area, around Wisconsin. I think they had a big holiday show with a handful of those pretty well-known Appleton musicians just before Christmas, so.
Wisconsin Life producers scour the state in search of stories that are humorous, surprising, emotional, thought-provoking. Lots of ways to describe it. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We're taking a tour through some of the memorable moments of 2018, and Wisconsin Life producer Maureen McCollum is our guide. What is your Wisconsin food tradition? How did you celebrate it during the holiday season? And Wisconsin Life fans out there, what was your favorite story you heard this year? What stuck with you? Let's talk about it. 800-642-1234. You can send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We'll get back to the conversation in just a moment on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. WPR launched a new project this month called Wisconsin. It feeds off of the curiosities we have about our state, and it's this crowdsourcing effort to get leads on this basic question. What do you wonder about Wisconsin? The project is led by Wisconsin Life, and executive producer Maureen McCollum is our guide as we go through this year of sound-rich stories that help us feel more connected to our community. Is there something about Wisconsin that makes you go, suggest a Wisconsin at 800-642-1234? What is something in your community that celebrates life here in Wisconsin? And Wisconsin Life fans, what is your favorite story shared this year? Call in at 800-642-1234. Maureen, you're very involved in this Wisconsin project. You launched it. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. As you said, it's a listener engagement project. So the listeners ask the questions and we answer them. You know, here on the Ideas Network, listeners can call up during talk show segments. That's an amazing way to engage with the listeners out there. But this is just another way to engage. So, you know, the listeners help us choose the topics that we're reporting. And then we try to go out and report those questions out.
So one of the questions you've tackled first is Story Lords?
Yes, Story Lords, something I was not familiar with.
But you are now.
A minority in my age group in this state. So Story Lords was a show created by Wisconsin Public Television and the Educational Communications Board in the mid-80s. And it's this show that taught reading comprehension in like schools across the country, a lot of schools in Wisconsin. So, you know, if you're of that age where you remember like the TV being wheeled into the classroom, there's a chance that you saw Story Lords. So I went and, you know, I had a few people ask the question, like, why did this show get made? Where are these people now? And I found a few of the people involved in the show and asked them those questions. And it was a lot of fun.
That is so cool. And it really gives us more of a glimpse as to something that might have been left behind.
And of course. I've started tackling the next Wisconsin story. Someone wrote in a question and said, why are there no Wisconsin songs? Why, when I think of Wisconsin music, can I think of anything? Now, there's a lot around that, because I think there's different opinions around that question itself. So my job is I'm going to go out and try to answer that question. That story will be coming later this month.
And then I know we have to wrap up really quickly. You did quite a bit with some food traditions. We don't have time for the clip, but are you looking for about food?
So Food Traditions was a collaboration between WPR and Wisconsin Public Television. And we wanted to dive into the food traditions of Wisconsin, kind of beyond the brats and cheese curds, which I love, but
come on.
You know, there's a lot more out there. So on the radio side, Danielle Kading, who's our reporter up in Superior, she did a piece on a woman who makes fry bread on the Bad River Reservation. We reared a piece I did a few years ago on a lutefisk dinner in a Lutheran church basement in DeForest. TV did some amazing pieces too. They talked with this woman, Lucy Lorovan Alaska, who talked about preparing a Hmong feast for her family and just how food really brings her family together. It's a really amazing project. You can see all the stories at wisconsinlife.org/foodtraditions, and we're encouraging other people to share their food traditions if they're on the Instagram.
Cool.
They can do the hashtag foodtraditionswi.
And in the last few seconds we have here, what are you looking forward to when it comes to Wisconsin life in 2019?
So in 2019, I'm super excited. I've been working with a group of high school students from Monona Grove Charter School, MG21, and I've been working with them in getting more younger voices on the airwaves. And so that's just one way that we showcase the diverse voices in Wisconsin.
Well, Maureen, this has been so much fun. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Maureen McCollum is executive producer of Wisconsin Life, and she stays with us as we continue our celebration of Wisconsin Life this hour. Maureen caught up with Charlie Behrens for this next story, so let's hear.
Geez Louise, comedian Charlie Behrens has had a huge year. As host of the Manitowoc Minute, he's performing sold-out shows across Wisconsin, and his online comedy news show is continuing to rack up tens of thousands of views. I recently caught up with Behrens to talk more about 2018.
Hey, dear folks, the Manitowoc Minute is one of the greatest news shows in all Wisconsin, the most trusted news show on Facebook, right up there next to Dem Russians. Keep her moving.
So you're back for the holidays. How's that been?
It's been cool. It's been fun coming up with another hour of material. And, Wisconsin's kind of the thing like, can you do the Wisconsin character? And how far can you go with that? And I'm always surprised by, like, the deeper I go, the more material there is. It's like exponential material.
There's like a constant hunger for people in Wisconsin wanting to make fun of themselves.
I think so.
This week's episode's brought to you by Stump Lake Liquor and Fireworks. Liquor and fireworks, they got it all. The only thing that's missing is your finger. Oh, that's why they call it Stump Lake.
What is it that Charlie Behrens likes to do when he's in Wisconsin with his family?
So we have a big celebration Christmas Eve. Like, I'm one of 12 kids, so everybody gets together. We exchange gifts, and this is my favorite part. We exchange a gift with somebody who we picked at Thanksgiving, but then we do this like roast of them. So it's like you get them a gift, but nobody really cares about the gift. They all just spend time like really trying to find the best roast of their sibling or mother, father, or whatever. So that's one of my favorite parts
about
Christmas.
That's very precious.
Yeah.
So 2018 was a big year for you personally,
yeah.
But I've always wondered how you walk that fine line between bringing your personal views into either, whether it's on Twitter or through the Manitowoc Minute, but also not completely alienating this like very broad audience that you have.
I think a lot about that. What I am focusing on are issues that I believe, whether you're on the right or the left, we can agree on these things. You know, we can agree that racism is bad. We can agree the environment is good. We can agree that our troops do so much for us. It's important to honor them. I'm having conversations all the time with people on the right and people on the left because they come to the meet and greets after the show. And I feel like I'm getting a sense of where people are at. And nobody is at the Sean Hannity level. You know, nobody is at the Matt Owl, you know, the MSNBC Fox kind of thing, or nobody's there, you know? And those guys, I feel like, do a lot of damage because they are riling people up. For what reason? We need to find common ground. Your ratings should not be important enough that they start pitting people against each other.
And I thought you handled the Baraboo High School photo incident.
This guy, that's not a wave. Okay, calling that a wave is like calling a Mercedes a Toyota. Yeah, they're both cars, but only one was used by Hitler. That's a history joke. Speaking of history, we got to start taking it more seriously in high school and college before we repeat it.
I think you have to address an issue like that, see it for what it is, acknowledge it, and learn from it.
Hate can't fix hate. Only love can. I know that because I read it on the back of a Subaru last week.
I mean, you've had such a crazy year going to Lambeau, going to Miller Park during the playoffs. You have this beer named after you.
Yeah.
I, like, walk down the streets and I see people wearing their, like, Keep Removing T-shirts.
Nice.
I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
So I'm wondering, for you personally, is it hard to balance who you are with your character? Like, even in this conversation, it's
say,
like, where does Manitowoc Minute Dude end, and where does Charlie Barron's begin?
It couldn't, I don't think, come across as authentic if it wasn't a serious part of me and who I am and, you know, how I grew up.
Well, thank you so much, Charlie, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. And keep her moving. Also, as always, go Packers and the Bears.
Comedian Charlie Barron's is the creator of Manitowoc Minute. And if you want to hear our full conversation, check out WPR's Beta. There, you can hear us talk about the biggest stories of the year, like climate change and the Packers. Just go to WPR.org/beta. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that song, by the way, that you're hearing, that is Build a World by Appleton musician Adriel Dene. And you can hear the Wisconsin Life feature about her next week on The Morning Show, or visit wisconsinlive.org to dig into all the rich story archives that are completely searchable. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. Let's take a listen.